show on URFM 103.7. We know that fish oil is good for us in terms of getting our brains moving, and there are some new studies that will be about to be commenced, and we're going to have a chat with Professor Peter Howe about that from the School of Biomedical Science and Pharmacy at the University of Newcastle. Good morning, Peter. What exactly will the study involve? What are you looking to uncover from this?
Well, we want people to be able to enter this intervention trial, take these dietary supplements for 16 weeks, and we're going to be looking at effects on brain function, particularly cognitive functions and memory, but also looking at other aspects of mood, pain perception, quality of life. And it's actually building on research that we've been doing, which is quite unique, because whilst there's growing evidence that omega-3s and also potentially turmeric can aid brain function, the question is how. And we've been pursuing a line of research that's actually showing how important the circulation is, the blood supply to the brain and its regulation. And unfortunately, with a lot of disorders associated with aging, sedentary lifestyle, adiposity and so on, some of the impacts of that on the circulation are particularly detrimental to the circulation of the brain. And we think that that's a major contributor to, you know, some of the brain fade that occurs with advancing age. And there is a genuine expectation that at least the omega-3s, and possibly also with a combination of curcumin, will provide a double whammy to help us to counteract that.
So what's the thought there, Peter? How do we think that that is actually going to counteract, again, something that potentially our sedentary lifestyles is doing to us? How do we think this will all play out?
Well, by improving the circulation, and not just the circulation in the heart and other parts of the body, but particularly in the brain. The brain is the forgotten part of the circulation, by and large. There's always been a presumption that unless you have a stroke, in other words, damage to major blood vessels in the brain, that the brain's blood supply functions perfectly well. Well, indeed, we know that it doesn't. And we have already shown that some of the bioactive nutrients that we've been working with, like resveratrol, actually are able to improve the circulation in the brain, and that's accompanied by improvements in cognitive performance on various tests. Now, this we've also been doing a pilot study with fish oil that's given us an indication that the DHA in fish oil can potentially have a similar effect. What we want to do is be able to confirm that now in a major trial with, in conjunction with curcumin. Am I on the air at the moment?
Absolutely, Peter. You certainly are. Everyone's already hearing about how this is all going to play out. Now, my question is
Sorry, I hadn't realised we were already being interviewed. Good.
That's all right. Look, with the trial happening, we're looking for a particular group of society to come on board. Who are you looking for to take the trial out?
Well, we're looking for people between 50 and 80 years of age, preferably those who lead a rather sedentary lifestyle and are overweight. So there are certain entry criteria in terms of BMI between 25 and 35. If that doesn't mean anything to your listeners, we can soon check by phone or questionnaire whether they fall into that category. People who don't quite necessarily make the recommended half an hour of exercise 5 days a week. I'm sure there must be a few listeners there who fall into that category, but we're after a large number for this trial because, as I said, we have preliminary evidence. We want to really be able to confirm it and extend it in this major study. And so we're looking for 160 volunteers in two intakes. This year, we need to be able to recruit 80 people at fairly short notice. So we want to be able to get this study rolling and complete the first component of the study before the end of the year. So what we're doing is hopefully reaching out to your listeners, those who are not yet fully convinced about the evidence for benefits of omega-3s. who aren't actually currently taking omega-3 supplements. If they're taking the odd fish oil capsule, then that won't be a problem. But if they're taking a significant amount of fish oil on a regular basis, then unfortunately they wouldn't qualify.
Never mind. We will certainly see if we can get some people off to that trial. Between 50 and 80, if you're not consuming any fish oil or very little amounts of it, Peter would love to hear from you. We've got some details on our webpage as well. To NURFM, it's 29 to midday.